Remember that service that we had, the Church of Jesus? I'm serious. People still write us testimones. It doesn't stop. Remember the power and the glory that was there. I tell you, real portals of healings were released. Continue watching and continue receiving the touch of Jesus. I believe at that moment that the faith is being released. Just receive the healing, any sorts of healing. And I'll tell you this. This is one of those services where Jesus himself has planned. It was not our plan. It was spontaneous. The Lord told us to do it, and we were obedient with the team, and serious things were released through the team. If you all remember that service, very interesting time. And you know, I'm waiting for these things to repeat, amen? But never, ever will I do this myself. It has to be the Lord. It only has to be ordained by the Father. You have to see the Father creating and then do the same thing. That's the law. Okay, beloved. So, today we'll talk about a very interesting message. It's been in my heart for a while now. I'll tell you, it sits there quite... Yeah. I wrote this message for Mannheim Conference, but the way the Holy Spirit led us, I had to postpone this message. And when yesterday I was sitting there with him in prayer, in my communion with him, he brought me back into that folder where I had these messages from that conference. He said, Sonny, this message, it has to be released today. And today I will share with you this message. I'll say this. For me, it's very important. Today I will talk to you as a grown-up, to grown-ups. So my message today is called simply, I'll say, quite unique, people of honor. Have you ever thought about this word, honor? Honor and righteousness. What is righteousness? What is honor? Righteousness is not given by God. God gives holiness. Righteousness and honor, it's a product of a human heart. It is written, God looks at the righteous man. That means he doesn't make someone righteous. He is searching for the righteous. What are the righteous ones? These are not the ones that have been made righteous. Righteous are the ones that search for the truth. It is searching for the real truth. A man of honor. So, righteous is a biblical word. Honor is what we use. So do not confuse. It's practically the same thing. These two words mean the same thing. So, a man of honor. You know that honor in our days, it's something that we don't have. We lack it. Honor in our days. Today we'll talk about honor, beloved. What is honor? You know, I probably encounter more honor outside on streets than in the church, really. You know, I encounter more honor on TV channels and in action movies than at stores, at work, in churches, in our home groups. Beloved, what is this product, honor? I'm asking right now to listen to me with your mature heart and maybe you receive something for yourself. And maybe at the end of the service, you will make serious, real decisions. And I'll say this, beloved. You know that I have been taught by honor by street, but to lie, manipulate, and compromise have been taught by church. I'm sorry, I'm speaking the truth, but that's how it is. You know, all of us here, we've been bound by the same thread, seriously. You wouldn't even be here if you wouldn't understand what I'm saying. Love it. You know, I tell you the truth, I understand that when I was brought up by the street, because my mom was working, and I didn't have a father, just like majority of families, I'm not planning on crying about it. I'm so thankful to God for that moment in my life because I was taught by honor by street. I'll say this. I kind of got smacked in the face a couple of times because I was being honorable and truthful, but guys outside had nothing in common with God. They taught me to speak truthfully, to share my thoughts in their face and not even speak about someone behind their back. That was embarrassing. Do you know the Bible talks about it? We will read it in the scripture. Gossip. You know,
know, God does not like gossipers. That's what the Bible says. God hates the gossipers. The church has taught us to gossip. Put out dirt. Pretend. And pass by. Lie.
Интересно.
What's interesting?
Что даже когда ты идешь в государство,
что-то when you go into government to fill out some sort of application, they expect you to be truthful when you fill out that application, beloved. But honor is that product that in our days is a deficit. And today, you know, I guarantee you there aren't many messages, or if there is one on this topic. Maybe there is, I've never heard it, but I know I've not heard anything on this topic. Honor nowadays is such a deficit, beloved church. And it has been totally brought to a completely different level in that. But what's interesting, we're captivated by people of honor. We go watch these movies, Superman, Iron Man, and other men that they make movies about. Only because these men, at the end of the movie, you feel it. They're honorable. And sometimes honor of these superheroes, you start crying because what you see, you know that this is just silly movie, it's all made up stories. But the honor of that actor in that role, it releases some sort of emotion in you. Isn't it? So someone was self-rejected, someone helped someone, someone gave their life for someone, that's honor, church. Honor.
И тот же самый супергерой, который заканчивает свою роль,
разводится со своей женой,
буквально знает ее, делит там детей и все. Дорогие мои, но в жизни, чести, у того же героя, который играл тот фильм,
у нас есть. And that same actor that played that hero doesn't have that honor in his true life. Explain to me what that is. The church has brought God to the level of anointing. And that's it. Everyone is searching for the anointing, beloved. You know that this is one of the biggest deceit of the church of our days. Searching for anointing. The Bible is full of anointed individuals that had no honor. They were sinful. But Bible also defends God. God is after those that have honor. David was selected not because anointing. God gives anointing. Why does he need to look for anointing if he gives the anointing? It's a product of heaven. God is searching for honor. God is searching for people that will not give, will not forget the poor, will not forget the one that might need something. They will share their last cent with him. Beloved, what is honor?
Well,
today we'll talk about this. This is going to be a mature conversation. We're going to think today. We'll check ourselves today. We will scan our hearts. What is honor? If it would be up to God to give honor like the anointing, then we'd have billions of people with honor. Just like we have anointed men and women. There are millions of those, beloved, in many different areas. Beginning with technological anointing, finishing up with anointing on stage to sing. Beloved, but things that you hear from here, sometimes it's not what is in here. I'm asking you, do not be confused by mistaking anointing. Grow up. You're with me?
Honor
is a product of my heart. Anointing is a product of heaven. So why are you bound before me as an anointed man, even though I didn't do anything to have this? But you absolutely do not notice my dirt inside of me. That is the product of my heart. Let's look at each other, not because of anointing, but because of honor that we walk in. I don't care how many visions you got, how many prophetic pictures you painted, and where you've been in trances. I care about who you are. I grew up from that stage of chasing anointing and anointed individuals. I'm not interested by them for a while now, because I've been to a certain level of anointed men and women. I'm sorry, I don't want to be there. I honor their anointing, I honor their words, I honor their ministry, but no way will I do I honor them as individuals. Do you understand? Today I am separating these things so we can see as grown-ups, as mature individuals, where is what. You've been given heart by God to discern these things. Today is a lesson for the grown-ups. Anointed men and women and the anointing. The heart and the one that carries the gift.
Мой дар будет
my
работать.
Gift will work.
Где бы я ни был.
No matter where I'd be, my gift worked on streets when I did not know God. You know, the gift can work outside of being born from above. There are recorded things when people would lay hands by not even being Christians or believers and they would heal others. And only then, when they would be born from above, they understood that this was the gift of God. Beloved, believe me, they're massive, these incidents. Gifts work sometimes even from the time when you're born. I know people, I had friends that saw visions before they were even born from above, and they didn't understand what it was. But being born from above, they understood that this is the gift, it's an open portal into the spirit realm, but this does not really say who they are. I beg you, be very careful about anointed individuals, about their hearts, and about their giftings and their level of anointing. No matter who comes here or go there, everybody you read, allow God to work with your heart, because honor can only be discerned by honor. Deep cries out to deep. And also, you can see the unrighteous can be only discerned by the righteous. Those individuals just care about the same thing, but people of honor, they follow completely different things. So in the last days, I started thinking.
Вы знаете, как человек, движущийся
like
в своем помазании, в элементах,
my own
знаете,
anointing elements,
просто волновать, ведь это не мое. Знаете, что от меня просто зависит
concerned. Помазание? You know, it's not up to me, the anointing. It's not for me. I have to discern either listen to that individual and do what they said. Everything that I have to do before this moment is learn to hear his voice, God's voice. Yeah, I had mistakes, but at least I learned to listen to him. And my movement and anointing of God has nothing to do with my heart. My heart is makes a completely different product. I know you'll understand. Maybe right now you're a little confused what you're saying. It'll make sense at the end. This is why you read about God's generals that resurrect the dead. And right here, right there, after the service, they sleep with their secretary. You understand what I'm saying? You understand that anointing was working over there? And right here, different anointing, quote-unquote, works. So, beloved, I beg you, stop thinking that if you have a gift or anointing upon your life, that you can be a man of honor. No, you could be full of anointing, be even worse than the one that does not have any of this anointing upon their lives. So I want my family to teach them why and what you really have to chase. Forget anointing, because anointing is, it can be given or taken away. It's all heaven, you do not control it. What you control is your heart, desire for righteousness, for truth. Beloved, look at your surroundings and you will see your heart, because you will be surrounded only by the copies that look like you. If you're surrounded by gossip and whining, welcome into your heart. Your heart right here, you can shut it, but your heart right now has been revealed and shown to you through the ones that are around you. Really look at who is really around you. That's interesting. I seriously started thinking about what God is searching in the man. For what is he looking in the man? What is God searching for that he cannot give? What is he searching for that has nothing to do with him? Anointing, giftings, all these elements has nothing to do with men. God gives, he gives one gift to one, two to the other, three, five, 35 to the others. It doesn't matter. God looks at who you are. That is the core of it all. What is he trying to achieve in us? You know, in the process of many prayers and discussions, I understand that God is not searching for anointing. That's what he gives himself. That is a product from heaven, exclusively heaven and God. I understand that he's searching for men of honor, hearts of honor, because honor is not a product of heaven. Righteousness and honor is a product of a human heart.
You know,
honor in our days always sees on TV screens where heroes show how heroic they are. Practically in every movie, there are people of honor that do righteous things and honorable things. Yesterday, I was watching with my son one of the movies. It was a great blockbuster movie. But, beloved, at the end of it all, there was self-rejection. The man rejected himself, gave himself a sacrifice in order to save someone. And you can see this in all Hollywood. You know why Hollywood shows this to us? Because we as people, we lack honor. We love watching it elsewhere. Because we lack it. You understand?
Сейчас я тебе покажу картину пельменей. Ты,
конечно, I will give you a picture of, for instance,
потому что мы
пельмени
ravioli. У тебя в холодильнике прямо сейчас пельмени.
Because your fridge is full of ravioli, if not in the fridge, well, you can get it at the store.
Свариться, да, и
to boil them and eat them.
Почему? But, знаете, что мы потребляем? Знаете,
you know what we
какие,
use and the things that we are attracted to, the images that we want to see. You know,
знаете,
homes we look at, cars that we look at, things that we do not have, the things that we want. We look and use the things that we don't see before ourselves. We only desire the things that we lack. And this is why all Hollywood movies are full of people of honor, victory, champions, only because we don't see it. Or if it is such a small amount that it's really, really you have to look for it. You'll dig for it. Where is it? Where are these people that are truthful and honorable when no one sees them? No, we're only truthful and honorable when we're seen. Otherwise, why bother? Amen? That builds you up. You're not
going
to like the surroundings. You're going to be surrounded by people like you. Individuals of honor will not be around you if you're not a man or a woman of honor. You'll be surrounded by individuals exactly like you.
Amen?
Maybe it's not for you here, it's for those over there. Look at what the Bible says.
You know, all
anointed men and women that are called by God, they would write about one thing. Often prophets did. David wrote about, I'm not going to be with unrighteous. Woe is to the man that sits at the table with unrighteous individuals. Just read the book of Psalms from beginning to end. He was such a man of honor that he said, that's it, I will never be unto anything that is unclean or ungodly. Look what Solomon writes, his son. Proverbs 8:13. I love this translation. You know, religion always tells us, fear of the Lord, fear of the Lord, be afraid of the Lord. You have to have the fear of the Lord. And no one from that crowd that is half asleep listening to this, they don't even know what the fear of the Lord is. What is the fear of the Lord? It's to be afraid of the Lord, afraid of sinning before the Lord. You always got to pray. What is the fear of the Lord? Really, fear before the Lord? What is it? Do you understand? Look, in the new normal translation, Proverbs 8:13. The reverent fear and worship of the Lord includes the hatred of evil, period, pride, arrogance, the evil way, and perverted and twisted speech. I hate. Look, here it is. Now, you understand what is the fear of the Lord? This is the fear of the Lord. When you are sitting with this right here, to hate evil. When you love evil in any different manifestations, it will be different. Pride, arrogance, and evil ways and perverted and twisted speech. These are the qualities that this, when you stand around this and you are okay with this, that means that you do not have the fear of the Lord. But when you depart from it, you cut it off and you say that that man walks in the fear of the Lord. Fear of the Lord. He's not afraid of him. He is in love with God to such extent that he will not stand to these unclean individuals that are full of this. That is what the fear of the Lord is. You understand what fear of the Lord is. So now, please, buy a new translation. If you don't even need Revelation, just read the new translation. Everything is so easily understood. So, if you want to understand what is the fear of the Lord, this is it. It's hatred of evil, of lies, gossip, all these things. This beautiful bouquet. Look. Look what David writes. Psalm 37:25. I have been young, and now I am old, yet I have not seen the uncompromisingly righteous forsaken or their seed being begging bread. He said, I haven't seen people that are righteous, that they're begging somewhere. People that search for the truth, I don't see them begging. Look, let's read on. Proverbs 24:16. I am proving to you that righteousness is a product of heaven, righteousness is a product of your own personal heart, righteousness is a product of the heart. Proverbs 24:16. For a righteous man falls even seven times and rises again, but the wicked are overthrown by calamity. The righteous will fall seven times. Explain to me why he is righteous, because by falling he gets up, because he has a standard. The righteous, in Proverbs 8 we read, he's got a fear of the Lord. He's righteous. And he hates that. And even if he stumbles and falls, do not pay attention where people fell, they stumble, or slid back. They always have a standard to come back. You understand? They always have somewhere to rewind to. People that don't have righteousness, they don't have that place where they can go back to. They don't have that standard. They fall, they roll around in the mud. And only when they're back in their consciousness, once they lose everything, they lost everything. That's it. Look. To a certain amount of time, I thought that the world is waiting for anointing. I was really, really confused when I thought that. Really? The world is not waiting for anointed men and women. The world is waiting for the righteous ones. Righteous ones in the government. The righteous ones at work. The world is waiting for righteous individuals in kindergarten, in schools, behind podiums when they speak. The world is not waiting for the anointed ones. Once anointing is like a veil before our face, and all of us, when we're in our gifting, someone sings, someone preaches, someone prophesies, someone paints pictures.
It
has nothing in common with your heart, and everyone said amen.
Absolutely,
it's an amen. And here's the answer. How do you put all of this together? A prideful heart and anointing. Easy. The Bible is full of individuals that were like that. Because a prideful heart is a product of the heart, but anointing and calling, that's a product of heaven. You know, God is so wise that he can even use you with your giftings, but with your heart he'll do later. You understand, right? He will do what he has to do through your gift and talent, but then he'll deal with you later. So, remember, like, Job whining and complaining. And then at the end, Lord, I put my hand into my mouth. So he understood, that's it, he's in trouble. 30 chapters in his book, he was whining and complaining, and then the last one said, that's it, God. In other words, you can be righteous in your eyes, say whatever, and then God will deal with you later. Outside of friends, he'll sit you down and say, okay, buckle up, I'm going to ask you questions, and you as a man, do answer, please. Really, that's how it was. He says, you as a man, do answer.
So,
the world is waiting for, not for anointing. Have you seen on TV screens anointing? Hello? I haven't seen anointing. If I have, it's only vampires, and that's completely different anointing. That's not what I'm talking about. Even those vampires, and they try to put honor in that vampire. I mean, everything is so full of demonic things, and they still try to stick honor in there. Some vampire save the other vampire. You understand what I'm saying? I'm sorry, in that crap, they put honor in there as well. Because this is what men and women desire, honor. We lack it. We don't see it. We don't hear it. This is why we have this place where we can look, or opportunity. It's called the theater, where we can look at people around. It's like a zoo. These are the extinct species. They're species that are in danger of being extinct. They're in the red book. And every year there's less and less of them. And lies are being spread. Lies are spread everywhere. And all people get their heads out of the lies and say, oh Lord. And the anointed men and women, they lie. Everyone lies. Everyone steals. You see, and it's disgusting. Look. Not be confused. Saul and Samson were also anointed. Again, I'll repeat that for those that maybe don't understand this. Saul and Samson. Phineas and their father Eli, they were anointed with oil. as true anointed men and women. But
Eli,
and his horrible heart and his sons that stole from the ones that brought the sacrifice, and they would sleep right there next to the entrance to the temple, and the father didn't do anything about it. He knew what they were doing. What does it say? It's not saying that they're anointing or they're anointed at the feast of the Lord. It talks about their horrible, rotten hearts. You know what, beloved, I believe, I understand that one message is just a message, but I believe that people of honor will rise up. I believe that we lack more people like Mother Teresa than Benny Hinn. I'm sorry, I honor everybody. I honor and I love both of these people, but I lack more people like Mother Teresa than like Benny Hinn and their white suits and music. And on their private jets. I honor that individual. Believe me, I honor and I give him respect. I read his stuff. But I am just telling you two types of anointed people. Over there with her, the heart was working. Over here, it's the heart. But with the heart, we have to still talk. Be very careful. So quiet. I think we're all thinking now. It's good to think, by the way. It's good for you. It's not bad. Anointing without honor doesn't cost anything. What's the use of Samson anointing if he was sleeping around? What's the use of Saul's anointing? He was a king, but he was a dirty individual. He had no honor. Did everything completely opposite than what God was telling him, against God's will. You know that the Bible has been written, and the main characters in there were the men and women of honor. Do you know why we love the Bible? Because in every book, practically every book, every prophet, every king, a true king of God, he was an individual, a man of honor. When you read about David, I know that God was not attracted to David because of his anointing. God is not attracted by anointed men and women. He makes them anointed. God is attracted by honor. He said, that man, his heart, I love his heart. He came into my heart. I found a man after my heart. I saw a man. Will not forget a single sheep because of his honor. And God says, this man, I can give him my kingdom. Did David fall? 100%. Of course he fell more than once. But it doesn't say that he's not righteous. He's righteous because he'd get up, repent, and go back, and never would repeat that mistake. Remember that David, he didn't fall twice for that same sin or problem. Saul, he lived in the hole. Seriously, he'd climb out and go back in there. Climb out, go back. David, fall. But he'd never go into that problem or situation twice. He'd repent, use it as a lesson for further things in life, and they'll go back into it. So be careful. When people fall and stumble, it has nothing to do with the fact that he's righteous or not. Everybody stumbles, but only righteous will get up. When you see someone got up, you consider that individual is righteous because he has where to go. He has a place to rise up. He can go back, take steps back, and go forward now. He knows who he is. I'm shocked by David's heart. 1 Samuel 23. We'll read about David today. If you didn't have time this week to read the scripture, don't worry. You have time on Sundays. 1 Samuel 24:2. Then Saul took 3,000 chosen men out of Israel and went to seek David and his men among the rocks of wild goats. He came. They told him. He came to the sheepfold of the way where there was a cave, and Saul went to relieve himself. We talked about this before. He went to the bathroom. Now David and his men were sitting in the cave's innermost recess. David's men said to him, "Behold, look who's here. Behold the day which the Lord has said to you, behold, I will deliver your enemy into your hands." There he is sitting right there, taking care of business. Let's just take care of our business.
Давай сделаем
and
так, что он быстро.
You shall do it to him as seems good to you.
Ну это в скобочках моя приписка.
It's my translation.
Который Господь говорил тебе: я дам врага твоего в руки твои, чтобы ты поступил с ним как тебе угодно. Можешь представить?
Can you imagine?
Слово Бога
the word
было
of God was
том,
there.
Я дам тебе твоего врага.
I will give you your enemy into your hands.
Эти два раза.
These two incidents, God himself gave Saul into the hands of David.
Это было Божье слово, что
it was the word of the Lord
тебе.
That I will give him to
вы
you.
Знаете, что уникально?
And you know what's unique?
David, сказал,
David said, I will not touch who?
Помазанника. David honored one. Даже
David anointed men and women, even though the heart was bad.
Вот это было сердце Давида.
This
любой
is
другой,
the heart of David.
Любой
Any
другой, даже в Библии до этого и после этого описано,
in the Bible before and afterwards it was written, then they would not seek after their enemy, they'd kill. David had this opportunity twice.
Он его отпускал.
Saul was looking for him to kill him, but he would let him go. How is it? In your right mind, you're letting this guy that's trying to kill you, you let him loose. That's honor, beloved. Honor. David had something that no one else had. And even those people that were around him, they said, let's kill him. David had honor and said, no.
David
then David arose in the darkness and selfishly cut off the skirt of Saul's robe.
Запах тяжелый стоял, он быстро это сделал.
I'm sure it smelled real good, that's why he did it quickly.
Не, ну я, извините,
I'm sorry, but I paint pictures in my head when I read. I see images. For instance, Saul is sitting there taking care of business in the cave, going to the bathroom, and David comes.
Глаза это тоже резало.
His eyes were probably burning, he was in the mask.
Край одежды отрезал.
Cut off the corner of his robe. Saul was busy. He didn't even notice it. How can you not notice this? I don't know. I don't know how it was happening, really. I don't know what was happening there. It was a unique moment. And you can see it truthfully. David arose and selfishly cut off the skirt of Saul's robe. And afterward, David's heart smote him because he had cut off Saul's skirt. Can you imagine? Any other man wouldn't care. But this guy cared that he cut off a piece of Saul's clothing. Can you imagine?
Stop.
Do you know honor is the product of the heart right here? This is his heart working. Not anointing, not some sort of prophecies or whatever. David's heart was turned on and he's sitting there and his heart judges him because he touched this anointed man. So what if the anointed man was busy, but
I
understand he was after a bad mission. He said to his men, the Lord forbid that I should do this to my master for the Lord's anointed to put my hand out against him when he's anointed of the Lord.
Или поднять на него руку. Ведь он помазанник Господень. Представляешь, какое уважение было в сердце Давида?
He had such honor in his heart. With these words,
он своих людей упрекнул, он им сказал так.
So David checked his men with these words, he did not let them rise against Saul.
И не позволил им напасть на Саула. А Саул
вышел. But Saul rose up and left the cave and went on his way.
Потом Давид вышел из пещеры.
David also rose afterward and went out of the cave and called after Saul, saying, "My lord, the king." Look at this. I'm amazed by this moment. And when Saul looked behind him, David bowed with his face to the earth and did.
Ты можешь себе представить перед своим врагом, который вышел тебя убить?
This enemy goes against you to kill you, but David bows before him. Beloved, this is what earth is looking for. What God is searching for. I'm not talking about these things exactly or this situation. It has nothing to do with this. But I'm talking about it as a man of honor. This is why Jesus, he was called the son of David, because David had something in him that you could see.
Дорогие,
you couldn't see in anybody else. Beloved, let's dream about honor.
Let's stop
chasing money, positions, and influence. Let's be people of honor, because when you will have
Библия
honor,
говорит,
Bible says Solomon,
righteous
man of honor, quickly, it is written, he will be sitting soon with
Библия kings. Говорит, что
Bible tells us that righteous and people of honor, in the process, they will not need all these things, anointing schools, laying of hands, the men of honor. God himself will lead him out. God will see him, the man of honor. You don't need to battle. You don't need to prove. You don't need to pretend you're anointed. You don't need to spread out all these pictures, where you are, who you're with. Make social things, write blogs and your books. Be a man of honor. or women of honor, you will be heard of. God will make sure that people like Mother Teresa will be heard, because the world dreams about honor. The world will recognize you faster than the church. The world is searching for honor.
Mother Teresa, большинство признало не христиан, а мирских людей. Газеты все мирские написали, мирские люди сняли
книги. They accepted Mother Teresa. The secular world, they made a movie about her. They wrote books. People that just make news. They had nothing in common with God. But the world is captivated by the heart of Mother Teresa. They were captivated by this small grandma that really didn't look like anything much. She didn't have but just like 2-3 articles of clothing, and she didn't want to have anything else. Everything that she would get, she'd give back. This was her position. I'm not saying that all of you have to be Mother Teresa's now. No. I'm saying that I'm a little further. I'm speaking to the mature ones and to your heart. I'm speaking about this heart that God is searching for. God is searching for this heart. He's knocking. He's looking. We're so busy taking care of our own lives. We lie, manipulate, betray, gossip.
Only to get
$100 more every month. What? I'm sorry, that's how life is. The righteous in the Bible, they would die, really, but they would not touch anything like that. They'd die, but not touch anything like that. Where are these people? Oh, yeah, sorry. Somewhere out there, in movies. There's plenty of them there. But I'd have nothing to feed my family with. Then you'll die righteous. It's time for the church to hear the truth. You'll die as righteous. But I'm sorry, Bible says but that they've never seen the righteous die and beg. Just try to be righteous at least once in your life, and you'll be shocked from what's going to happen. I said it the way that I wanted to say it. And those that need this, you have to be like rude one time and just be righteous. You know what? And say, that's it. I'm going to be righteous. What's going to happen? We'll see. Because Bible in heaven tells me everything is going to be okay. The Bible promises to you and me that everything is going to be okay with you and me if we will live truthfully and righteous. Give God glory. It's a good point. And you know why I like this message? I don't need to pray for anybody. All you have to do is just make a decision. I don't need to pretend or doing things, anoint everyone. You just need to rise up and say, that's it from this moment. And some of you, I'm sure, I see some of you. I see Holy Spirit is working in some of you with your hearts. I see also over there. The Holy Spirit is working. You know how I see? I see Holy Spirit is reminding some of you situations, places, and problems that you have to deal with. I see it right here in this building as well. He's not working with your anointing. He's working with your heart right now.
Oh.
You know, I also went through this process. You know how hard it is to disconnect from the things that you're used to? How hard it is to cut off the things that you know that it's lie and compromise?
Pastor,
talk about anointing. I'm irritated by this message. If you'd be in my problems, oh no, if you'd be in my problems, beloved,
some people,
you dream about something big, right? Of course, so do I. So everything starts from the heart of honor and the platform of righteousness, where you, even if you don't do righteous things, but your heart, it cries out because it hungers for righteousness. Your heart at least hungers for the truth. This is why many people don't like my ministry, because it's so truthful that no one never put so much truth into one message. Sometimes people listen, but they listen only 10 minutes. Someone turns it off within half an hour. But if you had enough bravery to listen to the end, that I cannot guarantee what's going to happen with you later. Then you're going to get righteousness coming into you. You'll start seeing lies around you. You know how many letters we get? He says, that's it. I listened to your messages to the end, and now I cannot be in my church anymore. Let me answer to you why. Because you're surrounded by lies and compromise. And so when truth entered, at least a small degree DNA of truth, you just listen to some sort of message. Maybe you were never even here, but at least you get at least an understanding of what honor is. And you already cannot be around those people. How many letters do we get like that? Some churches, churchgoers pay off their pastors debt. I mean, we get so many letters like that. This is why church hates people like me, for instance, leaders that have been caught, been bought, and they bow to the system. You know, what righteousness are we talking about there with those people? But as soon as you start receiving a dose of reality from God, of reality, God starts showing you here and here and here. He'll show you so much that you'll have to just get out from that place. You have to make a decision. I cannot be around these liars. I want the life of God. And I tell you, why was this God not alive? Why is our God? This is the faith of our fathers. Your father never even had him. They just painted this picture of made up stuff and where everybody just worships societal. God was never there. God's not healed, whatever. Bus stops have more God than all of you put together in these congregations. Sorry. Look, you'll say, I don't like what I see as rulers in the move of God. You know, I asked God these questions many years ago, and I said, God, I don't like this. I came and said, the truth, this guy kicked me out, this guy said, I'm young. Said, I will. They told me, once you will be older, you'll understand. I tell him, do you know that you're stealing from the church? You have no right to touch this, pastor. He says, once you will grow up, you'll understand. Take money from the church, buy their house, then they say, we'll sell it later and we'll make a profit. This is what happens in the church. This is church's house, church's Bentley. I'm just driving it. You know, I hate compromise, really. I hate it. If God wants to give you something, he'll give it to you. You will not have to lie.
Ты в один прекрасный момент откроешь свой банковский аккаунт, а там будет лежать больше денег, чем ты можешь с кем-то поделиться.
Bank account and you'll see so much money that will be so much that you can't even share with. And I'm not talking about sharing, finance sharing, but sharing, telling someone sharing, that way of sharing.
Ты сделаешь из доброго брата злого.
What's going to happen from that good brother? He's going to be a vicious individual. You'll just keep that testimony for yourself. No, God has a way and a method to reward the uncompromisingly righteous. I tell you, God has methods. You don't need to lie and pretend. Yes, your righteous heart. Maybe you live a little bit quietly hidden so that God will see if you are able to handle millions. Are you able? You working for it, but is God able to give it to you just like that? Because some of you are born to be millionaires here, but your compromises do not allow God to open up a portal of supernatural. Are you here with me? You hear me? Compromise. You're born. You have this upon you, but your compromise and lies do not allow God to open that portal over you. Supernatural portal. In other words, what is supernatural portal? God, people don't understand. Why? They'll be around you, they'll want to buy your product, and they will not be able to say no, they'll just be there. They'll be surrounded by them because God will make it that way. And you will say, people will gather around you and say, please tell me your secret. And you'll say, I don't know what my secret is, I'm just living my life righteously. That's a secret, life of righteous. I understand how hard is it to say this in a country that is built upon lies. No matter where you go, there's some sort of lies. If not lies, then a small, tiny little lie. If not a tiny little lie, then something even smaller than that tiny lie. Just a little bit here and there, some sort of stinky lie. To live righteous, you know? It was good for them when they were writing all of this. They didn't have businesses. They didn't have fuel. They just had donkeys and camels. So of course they wrote about being righteous. He's just riding his donkey in the desert. Of course he's righteous. He doesn't have anything. Eating dates. That's it. prophesy.
Пророк.
Prophet.
А я, Господи, ты же видишь мои все, мои боли моего сердца.
You see, Lord, all the pain of my heart. Not gonna lie, then I'm gonna lose this.
О чем я это говорю, дорогие?
Why am I saying, beloved? It has to do with being a pastor, businessman, anything. It has to do with even a stay-at-home moms.
Личность чести, личность.
People of honor that search for the righteousness. Maybe it's funny, but beloved, when heaven's been shut over you, and now you got to use this light to shut the other light, you're in a problem. And when you're so deep in lies that now you don't even know what to say, what stories to make up, because now you have to even remember who you lied. And what you lie to them. I give you this. Write down the things that you tell others, what lies you tell, and just call it the book of lies. At least be truthful with yourself. I told Sergei that I bought this for this much, and I told Tanya the truth because she saw it. And now I have to make it this way, that Tanya and Sergei will never talk amongst themselves about it. And then as soon as they start talking about it, you just start talking about something else. Did you see the butterfly flight? Some people say it's hard to lie. It's horrible. It's horrible to lie. It's so hard. Can you imagine? But at least speaking the truth, all you say is just once. You understand that it's hard to on this earth for liars.
It's for,
seriously. Some have to take notes. They have books of things that they
like.
People that in former USSR that live over there, they think that you're super rich here. And you pretend that you are, really are. You have to take pictures in the right suits and in the right places.
By the way,
one guy told me, that's it, I'm tired of playing all these games. I'm tired of lying because everyone in Ukraine thinks I'm a millionaire because I take pictures here, buy this car, buy that car. He rents a car, takes a picture by it, by someone's house, pretends it's all his, and you're thinking, why? Why are you doing it? Lord have mercy if someone writes something bad. You have to make sure that everybody does not find out. What did you say? What did you do here? Did not post pictures of me fishing with you all. Because my friends will tell me, what is this? What am I saying? I'm saying the liars. They need a whole play that they write for their life. It's like a movie. You don't have one role in that movie. You have so many roles that you forget really who you are. Lord, who am I? Who am I today? You wake up, and the scariest thing is that a couple of people that know all these different things and they stand before you at that same time, then it's really hard for those liars. Because, but you know what? There are professionals. There are. That's a small preview so you don't understand. It's so horrible to lie than to speak the truth. Say truth once, someone might get upset, but at least everyone knows the truth and your opinion about it. You'll say, I don't like who I see as pastors or someone, a leadership team. Just raise up and at least fix ourselves. I stopped pointing fingers. That pastor, yeah, I hate the system. I hate religious structure. I will destroy it till the end of my life, but I at least will start with me and do the things that the Bible says. You know, and within myself, I want to see peace and joy. Remember, like it is written, it is of a great blessing to be righteous. The Bible says it is a blessing to be a man of honor and be enjoying that honor. The Bible says that honor is enjoyment, to have honor and be at rest within yourself. You're a man of honor when you look. You're not lying to anybody. You say it as it is. So what if someone slips out or they might not like it? I speak the truth about myself, about you, about everyone, because it's easier for me to live that way. Look. I was always interested in this question, why is it the children of God? A good question right here to think about. Why? The children of snakes and vipers have more unity against God than people and children of God for God. Because they have one goal, one vision, to get rid of him. How long will you allow Goliath to laugh over God and his movement and his people?
И находить отмазки. У меня меч
and find excuses. My sword is too short. My legs are too short. He's too tall.
Я не в той весовой категории, Господь.
I'm not in the right weight category.
Бог говорит,
God says stop.
Но сердце праведного Давида не дало.
The heart of righteous David did not allow.
Его не волновала весовая
the situation to just go away.
Его не волновало оружие.
He didn't care how heavy Goliath was or did he have weapons or not. David. He had one thing, it's his honor, righteousness, and his heart was not able to hear that. He said, I will not allow you to laugh at my God. Let's allow my house at our houses, at our weddings, at home groups, and when we get together, we'll not allow anyone to laugh from our God. Get up, shut your mouth, and leave that place. You understand? Everything is easy. Next time they'll think about twice about what they're going to say before you. This is what I do, believe me. I know what I'm saying. And they bring discomfort around people because everyone plays roles around. It's not like that, really. No, that's exactly how it should be done. Only spiritual babies search for anointing. Grown-ups, grown individuals, they look for honor and righteousness. Again, if you're the ones that tried anointing, you know. That's not it. You know that that's not it. Some people say, you know who searches for anointing? The ones that don't understand what it is. And when you come into a little bit in contact with anointing, you understand that anointing doesn't do anything to your heart, really. More than often, anointing that has been prayed for or received ruins your heart because your heart is not ready to walk in this level of anointing. It is not ready to walk in humbleness and bow before the Lord. Not ready to hear tens of thousands of testimonies where people, for instance, thank you. Just like someone swears at you, you just let it go, and also all the praise, you have to let it go. But over here, you gotta have a different heart. I know people that could not handle one, two, three testimonies of praise, and it's practically impossible to catch these people. Thank you that you prayed for me. My life has changed. That's it. That man, you can no longer catch him. He's out of here. Now you're not a teacher to him anymore. You're not authority. It's all good. He knows what he's doing.
You know, in our days,
we don't have less of God or less anointing or signs and wonders. In our days, what we lack are people of honor that are ready to give everything. And I mean everything, church, for the true glory of God to come unto this earth. Again, I say, great anointing movement. And God moves through people of honor. So you please remember that. Remember Joseph? Joseph, I love Joseph. Can you imagine? He was by himself. He didn't have to play a role before anybody. He's sitting in the prison house. He was imprisoned. People don't even care if you're Jewish or who God is. They don't care. Can you imagine in that situation he kept his righteousness and honor until the end? Not only upon the field. You know that remember when he was in the house of Potiphar? He brought him up in this ladder of success. He was second in his house. Tell me, was it because of the anointing? No. Because of what? Because of honor.
Beloved, we have to understand
there's time and for work of anointing, but to be promoted on the ladder of success, you have to be honorable. This honor brought him into prison because some say, if I was due according to honor, I'd never get into problem. You're lying to yourself. Amongst unrighteous ones, you will get into problem because you're a man of honor. But, I'm sorry, even this problem will bring you to success. That's law. But they think that they betrayed you. They think that they've orchestrated everything and took care of everything. But soon, you'll get a phone call and say, they'll say, remember that guy?
Man of honor
that was serving here, told us everything. Right now, we need him. And that's it.
Вот и все. Дорогие, вы знаете, что
beloved, do you know?
Его туда привело не помазание.
He was brought there not by anointing. He was brought there by the honor.
Массы случаев,
and I could go on and on and on with these incidents where I can prove to you that position, Daniel, Sidrach, Meshach, and Abednego, all these positions and anointings were brought there by the clean heart.
Sidrach, Meshach, and Abednego,
They said, that's it, we're going to bow down to this guy, we're not going to eat this food. And Daniel said, that's it. The way I prayed, I will continue praying, I don't care. It's not anointing, you understand? Anointing has nothing to do with this. Everything that we can read in the Bible, 80% of it is just honor and 20% anointing. All these people, they all walked with honor. They were going to death because of honor, not because of anointing. So what is the world is searching for? What is purpose of life? Not anointing. Purpose of life, what God wants to achieve, is honor. Your heart that has to be changed. Work on it. The Holy Spirit is next to you. He's a teacher. But it is not written that Holy Spirit is just like a police officer with a stick that's going to correct you.
Okay?
Holy Spirit is a teacher. What does a teacher do? Teacher teaches, but a student has to learn. He can do whatever the teacher does, says to do or not do. Look. Remember Joseph? He was ready to die than get in the bed with his owner, his wife. No one even saw or imagined. You're by yourself. No one's here. There's this wife. Everyone's at work. So it's okay. Relax, kind of. No. Why do you even bother by it? But he was ready to die. To die.
Но только не залез в кровать.
But not get into that bed.
Ему не светила позиция. Он ничего не знал.
He didn't really see the position or anointing. He didn't really know anything. He was a slave in that house. He said, "I'm not gonna get in bed with that woman." For instance, the same thing with Samson. He was anointed, but he never climbed out of bed. Well, sometimes he did. You understand what I'm saying? I'm sorry, but this is a position of the heart, and not your anointing, Samson. Got up, lifted the gates off the city walls, and that's it. Everyone's afraid of you. Stop. Your heart is rotten. Your heart has brought you to destruction. Not anointing, Samson, but his heart brought him to destruction. Look, in our days, practically everyone is ready to get any sort of position that is free and able. Pastors and positions and evangelical ministers touch the things that belong to God, sleep with other people's wives, lie from podium, and you believe that God will move through these people? Church, I seriously doubt this. This is a DNA that has been ruined. This is in our days. I'm not talking about testimonies that I hear in my ears, through letters that encounter. I tell you the truth. Everyone that works in global ministry, we've heard plenty of things. Alex, tell me all the things that we hear. He can write a book. Always sitting there discussing these letters. And occasional signs and wonders have been created by pastors in the church. People don't know how to deal with this. And it's those ungodly individuals have enough nerves to discommunicate someone or shun someone. Who do you think you are? People are free individuals. They can do whatever they want because they have been created to be free. Amen?
Only the slaves are the ones that wanted to be slaves
are in bondage.
Exodus
23
from verse 1. You shall not repeat or raise a false report. You shall not join with the wicked to be an unrighteous witness. This is, do not follow. Do not follow many. Do not join the wicked.
Библия, та, которую они читают. Пусть это
почитают. It's the same Bible that they all read over there. Our brotherhood cannot be false or bring a false report. Well, here you are, before Christ and after Christ and even now. The religious leaders are in compromise.
Потому что двигается из того, чтобы удержать свою задницу на теплом кресле.
Because they're constantly worried about keeping their positions. I'm referring to the unrighteous leaders. I do not give you names and last names. And those that are constantly looking through pictures and trying to find fault in you. That is like the lowest of the low.
Программы, телевидение, радио, все свои передачи для того, чтобы спасать этот мир.
To discuss us. Instead, they should be focusing on releasing the message of God.
Есть вещи, которые они не хотят, чтобы кто-то прокручивал.
And I'm sure that they all have some kind of things that they don't want people exposing.
Пожалуйста, не будь таким человеком.
And do not be like these people.
Такие, потому что с экранов христианского телевидения.
Because the Christian television, you know, even in the Russian community, there's a lot of gossip and people attacking each other, pastor attacking pastors, all on the TV shows, discussing different Facebook pictures and Instagram photos. And then you're looking at these leaders and you're wondering, are these the ones that are going to lead our nation to Christ? I'd like to see people of honor that will teach me how to live. Everybody's got family pictures and different places of compromise where they have not been exposed. You know, it's just many people might not know you, but once they start knowing you, they'll definitely dig up some trash on you. This speaks of how low the leadership is in our days. You know, they're just like digging through dirty laundry. Everybody has dirty laundry. Everybody. And you have dirty laundry. And there's just nobody went through your dirty laundry, and everybody said amen. You shall not follow a crowd to do evil, nor shall you bear witness at a trial, so as to side with multitude to pervert justice. Verse 6, you shall not pervert the justice due to your poor in his cause.
Дорогие мои, вы знаете, что все, что вот здесь написано, нарушено церквями в первую очередь.
Keep far from false matter, and not to condemn to death the innocent and the righteous, for I will not justify and acquit the wicked. This is what happens at the in the religious churches. This is what the leadership does. They condemn the right, good people. And no matter what, you know, even if you have to be stand by yourself, you will be a person of honor. Just do your, decide today. Decide today, from this day forward, I'm in agreement with you. I'm in covenant with you. Not to look there, not to touch this, not to do that. Not to speak that. Write it down. Write it down somewhere, maybe even in your phone, and put it on a reminder that it would speak to you every single day. You shall take no bribe, for the bribe blinds.
Не ходи сплетником в народе, и приехали все.
And one more scripture out of Levites.
Сплетником в
народе. Levites 19.
Это Бог говорит, Израиль, книгам Левит.
16.
Не ходи сплетником в народе, а у нас на сплетнях, если сплетни убрать из церкви,
do not gossip. It says here, you shall not go up and down as a gossiper and scandal among your people. False testimony against false testimony and gossiping. And all these brothers and religious leaders, they love to gossip.
Я никого не имею в виду. Это мои заточенные фразы. Я могу говорить, брат Андрей. Проблем нет. Смотри, не ходи сплетником в народе.
Do not be a gossiper.
Опасности жизнь своих близких. Я Господь. Не таи ненависти на брата.
You shall not hate your brother in your heart, but you shall surely rebuke your neighbor, lest you incur sin because of him.
Так вот это мир. Упрекнуть своего ближнего открыто – это к миру, чтобы потом злокачественная опухоль не выросла. Смотри, упрекай своего ближнего открыто, чтобы не стать причастным к его вине.
Do not agree with people that commit wickedness.
Когда ты молчишь, молчание знак.
You know, if you stay quiet, no response actually means agreement. So you need to voice your opinion and not agree with wickedness.
Так меня никто не признает. Тебя сейчас.
But people will not recognize me. Well, you know what? Right now, nobody recognizes you.
Меня же все бросят. Тебя никто не знает.
Well, people will leave me if I will be honest.
Бросить тебя чего? Тут три человека у тебя, которые.
Well, all those three people leave you, and this is what you're worried about. You're looking for recognition among those three.
Давида до дня смерти Саул не признал.
David, Saul never recognized David even to the day of his death.
Наши зеленые, наверное, наказали его. Как это называется? Это как-то есть кодекс, что-то где, ну, срать нельзя на обочине, да? Как это называется? Ну, кто-то мне может сказать? Вот эта штука, где, ну, нельзя гадить, вот те штрафы. Другими словами, Америка выписала Саулу штраф за то, что он изгадил.
Trying to joke around about Saul and his condition in that cave from earlier.
Вы знаете, дорогие, как церковь.
His bathroom break in that cave, Saul.
Зашла далеко в нечистоте лжи и разврате. Знаете, я верю, что время этому.
I believe that the time has come for a change to occur. You know, people, simple people like us, we just need to begin to speak truth and just be people of honor. Does it really matter to you if, you know, do you really need to be recognized? Why don't you try to go after righteousness and after honor and the peace that you will have and inner peace will be amazing. You know, some people fall asleep and, you know, they hate themselves, but here you are, you'll fall asleep and while hugging yourself and you'll be so happy about yourself and your own condition and fall asleep happy. Love your neighbor as you love yourself. You have to love yourself. You have to respect and treasure yourself. You know, and just love yourself. Esther died. Agreed even to die if that's what it would take for her to be a person of honor and save her people.
Я понимаю, что со старыми тварями работать тяжело.
It's hard to work with old creation.
Знаете, меня больше всего, знаете, что удивляет? Это так вот от сердца, так бонус, не относится. В том, что вот этим людям религиозным, всем важно.
Religious leaders, they are under the impression that they have to recognize me. In their meetings, they talk about how do we recognize Andre? But in reality, they don't need to recognize me. They are telling me constantly, change the way you preach. And my answer to them is, I'm actually going to find ways to preach in such a way that you would hate me and not recognize me, because I don't care about you recognizing
me.
You know, God's design about you and me, your religious wicked leader, God maybe made me in such a way that I would irritate you when every time you watch me. And they watch us. And I was under the impression that they quit watching us, but no, they watch every sermon. Let them live long. Their these denominations will лose their purpose if they quit watching us. You know, they state, well, you can read and watch just about anybody, but don't you dare watch this guy. And they have so much energy now, so much zeal to fight against us. You know, without us, they would have fattened and died, but now they're so active. And they have a cause. They have a purpose. Are we ready to leave our compromise just to see the real true church rise up in this generation? We're in a transitional generation, right, at this moment. It's almost like we're in between generations. We're not in that generation that is before us. But maybe we're not exactly where we want to be yet. But we are here, we are fathers and mothers of the upcoming generation. If we were 60, 70, we would refer more to the previous generation. But we're here in this transition. We have a choice. We could go by the format or cause a reformation. I pick the second. I would give my life so that my children that are 15, 16 right now, that they would see the real, true movement of God. I believe that I will raise up together with you, raise up a generation of mothers and fathers. And maybe even in our life, we might not see the movement, but at least we will impart it to our children, the truth. And Martin Luther, he did not see the Reformation, although he was a reformer. But after his death, that's when everything really major shift happened. A real Reformation took place after many years after his death. The church was split into Catholic, and a new branch was born, the Protestant branch.
Our
problem is not that the evil and wickedness is spread in the church. Our problem is that we keep our mouths shut and everybody's just busy with their own life and just kind of careless. And our position is like, well, let someone else do it. And they've agreed to living under that condition, but we have to rise up and speak the truth. I said, God, I'll take all the I'm ready to just deal with all the gossip that is spoken out there about us, just for the sake of the new generation, that they would see a movement of God. So I keep, you know, when they're making fun of us, you know, we're sort of in agreement. They don't want nothing to do with me, and I don't want nothing to do with them. So don't recognize me, you religious leaders. You will not be able to recognize me. I pray to God, and this is a last phrase, for God to raise up people of honor. My spirit is crying out for individuals of honor would rise up. I ask you,
you
know, God does not give you honor. You cannot pray honor on yourself. People cannot give that to you. Honor is a decision of your heart. You have in your heart honor every one of you. Every one of you in this building, including me and those that watch us, we all have honor in our hearts. Yeah, what separates us is those that decide to do according to their honor and those that are not. We don't need to receive it. Just have to, it's a decision. Remember Job said, I make a covenant with my eyes not to look at the young ladies. He says, I made a covenant. And so in a similar way, we have to make a covenant. I will not touch things. You know, my eyes will not desire my neighbor's things. My tongue will not be involved in gossip. I have it, and I've made covenant. I've set up boundaries. You know, even though sometimes I make mistakes, but I come back to that list. You know, because the righteous might fall seven times, but he'll always rise up. He falls, but he has principles that he gets back up to. Let's rise up.